journey is a tour or whatever, small team tour, will be arriving around at night in the village. And the advocate come as well with the village. So those are the approaches that we have. Okay, I think it can we, in the meantime, go through those minutes of the September. Meet of the 20th of September on page 1. Any correction? On page 2. Honorable
Chairperson. Seventh line from the bottom, the second last paragraph. That delegation would depart, that the delegation. Just add the word the, THE.
Okay. Okay, let's go to the minutes of October 11th. On page 1. move to page, rather the next page, I thought maybe, of the 7th of November. Page 1. Page 4.
Petitioners were of the view that, unlike citizens on South Africa, socio-economic rights were deliberately valued in the fact it has been possible.
Overvalue and difficult to enforce. I'm just thinking of it.
I think the if you look at the original classical definition, I know.
Okay, and then we have to wait for the researcher and the secretary to go and check on that one on the delivery venue. And then once we got the correct meaning, and then we can only adopt the meaning after we collected the sentence. Okay, can you move then to the minutes of the 18th of February? This one?
Yes, Dan.
The minutes of the 18th of February, 2011.
Should we not just add it to the first page that the report is the outstanding for finalization? I don't know, just say
okay, then that takes us to the means of March the 4th. Welcome on our Sunday, and Guam. We just met our day, and now in Korea.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do the minutes of the fourth month. Page one. Page two. Page three. Page until the minute of the 4th of March. Page 4. And then page 6. Okay, and we then adopted the at the very last minute of the 4th of March. Any point of view?
Move.
Let me propose something. We went through all this minutes. Let us put it all and adopt it. I will move for adoption of all the minutes.
No, I think on the 12th of November there are some corrections which need to be corrected. Yes.
November.
Yeah. The issues which we identified which needs to be corrected,
yeah.
Which was related to the research. There's move and seconded by Honorable Dikhachi, which means that all the minutes were adopted, all the minutes from the 17th of September to the 4th of March, with the exception of the minutes of the 12th of November, because we have to.
The secretary to reflect this quorum has been very kind. The secretary to reflect that we have verified the quorum.
The 12 of us, so we correct it. Thank you, Honorable Ransom. Okay, can then move to address the matters arising from the minutes. Should we discuss that? And thank you. Matters arising from all the minutes. Honorable Guam, Honorable Nebunuri.
Sorry, Master. Come back. Sorry for doing this, but on the 18th of February, I don't see my name there. I think I was by then already a member of this committee, so I was present. Next.
Please make that correction. And I remove.
Thanks, our chairperson. I want to make a proposal here. See, we started with the September till the 4th of March. September, October, November, December, January, February, March, but 7 months. So I'm proposing that I know it's a matter of quorums in one way or other, but for us to have series of these minutes which may range to 7 months may not be correct, but parliamentary. And so I'll propose that we endeavor to ensure that as and when we meet, we go through the minutes and try to adopt them. I know the question of quorum, but let's work towards that. Two, I will propose that we move towards a something like picking up the decisions and how far the decisions have been implemented. We'll be able to trace progress of this committee.
Yes.
You see, now you are saying matters arising on Amy. So maybe you can say September, October, whatever. But I'm saying we need to take audit. If we meet today, for instance here, the main decisions that you've taken on the our responses to whatever submitter, whatever decision. And then when we meet, this is how it has been done. This is outstanding. This decision implementation is outstanding. So that we can then be able to see our effectiveness. Thank you. I said you must work on it. I mean, reminding members, I mean, I'm being practical in terms of September. And in March, it's the only time that we're having a quorum. So I'm saying let's do something in ensuring that we don't stay for 3 months or 4 or 5 or 6 without adopting. So it goes back to us attending. Reminder to the different members or parties.
I don't have the commission.
Mr. Chairman, attendance fee. In attendance fee, that will do it. that will do it.
Okay, one of the issues that we still need to look into that arises in the minutes of September, I think, is that on the submission on the section 25, one of the legal advisors said that the issue knows that section 25 is limited, but that the appropriation bill might be the problem. And then we said we have to meet the committee, the full committee on rural development, and see how far is the issue and how far it is implemented section 25, or rather the appropriation bill, if we can really avert a situation that we have to amend constitution 25. That's one issue that is outstanding. The other issue that is outstanding that the issue that needs to work on, meet the committee on rural development, and also have to meet the committee on justice. On the issue of the progress of the chapter 9.1 and on the issue of chapter 9 institutions or the portion of constitutional development, how they monitor them, and of course they have to compare with them on how do we move forward with those issues. That's the issue that are under the previous one that can be
Mr. Chairman, I'm not sure whether this is the right time of the during our proceedings for me to raise the issue, but it does arise from some of the minutes as well. I'm wondering whether we could have a report on the activities which were requested to be conducted at the last meeting, i.e. the research on the constitutional records relating to the constitutional intention on the language to be used whether it was Tepi or Northern Sult, I don't want to pronounce it. But I think that there we have as they say, a live one. This committee has been looking at all sorts of things which were not necessarily of great importance, animal rights and amendments to the constitutions and various things. Here we've got the real live one, we need to do something about it. So I think we need to prioritize our activity, and I came here in the hope that we could have the report on that information, the records of the Constitutional Court, of the Constitutional Assembly proceedings relating to that aspect. I did some research myself in the field, and I'm hoping we may have a discussion as a matter arising from the minutes.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I think we have received some of the documents that the committee researcher and the Secretary Tanya. We've got a copy of the new committee, using the Tractor of the Constitution. We've got a copy of the Constitution and the other documents that we have. The Constitutional Assembly, yeah, the Info Committee for Mental Rights. We've got the official situation in the Limpopo province. We've got the expanded objective certification of the new constitution. Yeah, but a couple of documents that we got. This document is submitted, I think, on Tuesday or Wednesday. Yeah, on Tuesday or Wednesday. So there must be new opinion. Anyway, another thing that we did not bring up today because we said we are only going to adopt a report in the today, so we took out the issue. Initially, we thought of putting the issue to discuss those things today, but also the legal department, they said it is too soon for them to come and give us the issue. But we've got the initial document. So we'd appreciate it that if perhaps the Honourable Ambrosini, what you've got is not, it's what you don't have to perhaps submit to the Secretary, but you can make us copies as well. But the matter is being attended to.
I think we might have to go to back to what Honourable Mubet suggested, which is that let's have a document that contains all the decisions that we've taken, and a document that is going to indicate what it is, whether anything has been done in relation to the implementation of that decision. And because the question relating to the Sotos and Board, the research that they were supposed to do, it looks like they've given us the documentation. There's no summary. Or is there somebody?
Okay.
Yeah. But it's important for us to know what decisions were taken, what action has been taken in order to ensure that the decisions are implemented. I say that knowing that there seems to be part of the committee from last year until end of April, which is going to contain all the activities that have been undertaken by this committee. We'll go along with the chairperson, therefore, when you said the question of Mr. Sutusan Board will require that we await the report that will come from the legal advisor.
Are there any issues arising from the minutes?
Honourable Co-Chairperson, I'm sorry to have slept during the meeting. What I'm going to raise is I may be out of order, but on the discussions of the 4th of March, there are many implied decisions there. But when committee decisions on four are picked up, some of the things are left there, and to me, they form part of the decision. and if they're not picked up, then the cities are going to lose these things. So what I'm raising goes back to the question of amending. I get it on page 5 of the 4th of March. You have committee decisions. However, you have discussions with number 1 up to 9. And some of the things that are implying to be decisions are left out when committee decisions are being taken. For instance, let this matter the number 7. That this matter should be finalized before the end of 2014. Then you go to number 7 on committee decisions, committee discussions. That the committee needed to set time frames for the completion of research and further consultation on this issue. So if the decision says we should finalize this before 2014, it's 2011 now, it's 2012, it's 2013, it's 2014. But we had a clear thing to say, let's have a management plan in terms of how we're going to deal with this and set those things. So I'm saying I was asleep in terms of picking up this thing and say we've lost many of the things, many of the issues here as part of the decision. Thank you.
Yeah, if you remember.
I'm just making an example about this one. The name that I'm saying.
Yeah, if you remember quite well, that, or if I can remind members that we said this issue of the Saligua seabed issue, it has been dragging on for so long, but this committee must make sure that by 2014 we have dealt with it. Then how do we going to deal with it from the 4th of March till the 2014? I think that's a process that will unfold as we meet, as we do research. But the ultimate time is that by 2014, decision will be taken. I mean, we should have already taken a decision. At the moment, because we still have to look at the legal advisors and look at other issues, whether we still have to make more public hearings, do we still have to call those people to come back again. I think that will be a process that will continue. But we must make sure that by 2014, this issue is off our record, or it's off the table. I think that's the deadline is given us there.
Yeah, Chair, I must have been sleeping at the time myself, not because I'm trying to establish the rationale for this deadline to be 2040. What could have been the rationale as the matter arising, Chair? Because what I remember us agreeing on is that we couldn't finalize this matter before the local government elections that are coming. As to the deadline of the 2014, I don't recall. It could be that it was indeed taken, but I'd like to know the reasoning for 2014. Why can't we finalize this by the end of this year?
Coach, you're exactly right, because the 2014 deadline is that we said that it has been dragging on for long. We couldn't finalize it before elections. But there might be other issues that may crop up that we can't finalize even after the elections. But we said we are putting ourselves a deadline that by when the term of this government ends, this issue should have been dealt with. We can finish it next month or next year, but the fact that 2014, when it comes, it must have been dealt with. Should have been finalized.
Chairperson, we're together in that meeting. That's why I'm saying, Chairperson. From one on our discussions, one as well putting them here, to me, most of the things here are decisions. But when we capture the committee decisions, most of the things are not part of the decision. And I'm making an example with the same thing of that this matter be finalized before the end of 2014. So I was saying, on 7,
that the committee needed to set time frames for the completion of research and further consultation on this issue. What stops us from doing that and wait and say, because if we say 2014, we said, for instance, I remember in those people saying, let's avoid putting this thing for long. But now, if Chairperson, you are emphasizing the deadline of 2014, that's not the decision. We're part of that meeting. This 7 captures our intention. For instance, you are talking about the researchers who are saying they're not yet ready. They're not yet ready because you have not given them time, a time frame. And the 7 talks about, let's have a management plan of how are we dealing, how are we going to deal with this. Even if we're not going to be achieving that in 3 months or whatever, but let's have that thing. And it has been left out. And if we have this 2014, we never agreed that we must finish before 2014. What are we going to be doing this year, next year, whatever? Because we may just, okay, we still look at it in 2013. And that was not the spirit of how we're discussing this. Thank you.
Chairperson, no, I was not part of that meeting. I was not part, but, you know, I was listening yesterday to the co-chair on SAF, and he never mentioned by 2014 this thing must be finalized. I understand your explanation. It's not... We can finalize it today, but before the end of 2014. So I agree. But let me also go to 6. The final decision should be held until the incoming local. What is that? Can you explain maybe that 6, line 6 there?
Yeah, let me get on our side and come.
Chair, firstly, may I apologize for being a little bit late this morning. Chair, the discussion around that, and I don't know whether we should even reflect that in our minutes, but there was a concern about the political ramifications if we took a decision now as to the languages. And therefore, there was a sentiment expressed that we should not necessarily say we're going to, but the matter would not be finalized before the local government elections. That because of there's a lot of work involved, and that was the idea, because it could lead to a lot of, it could be used for political purposes in the run-up to the elections if there was a decision taken one way or another as far as languages were concerned, and there was a concern about political instability that could also cause in the run-up to the elections. So that was, as I remember, the sentiment that we just discussed amongst ourselves. And so I don't know whether it was necessarily a decision not to finalize it. It was a decision that there's a lot of work to be done, and it's unlikely that it would be finalized in the run-up to the local government elections. That was the sentiment that was expressed. I don't remember a discussion around the matter being finalized before the end of 2014, but I do understand your sentiments, co-chair, that would be the end of our term, and therefore it makes sense that all matters should be finalized before the end of the term of this office. Thank you, Chair.
Chairperson, I would, like I started by saying, maybe then I was not alone, sleeping. So I'll propose, Chairperson, that it's either we amend, I'll propose that we take out that thing, this local government. Okay, 6 and 7. Let me be specific on local government. That let's take out the local government thing. The local government sentence. Because one, as he correctly puts it, locating it within the discussion. However, if we put it here as part of our minutes, this thing also read by these constituencies would be saying, oh, this committee is already having a decision for or against whatever decision that will take whatever time. But the implication might be saying we already are having a decision, we just want to mobilize them to vote for us. When they vote for us, and then the outcome of the elections, whatever it is the outcome, then we'll come back with the decision. So I'm proposing that because it may be politically incorrect, again, misinterpreted the way we've put it. So I look that it goes out of our archive.
I second that, Coach.
To your surprise, you proposed that the committee should have dealt with this matter by the end of 2014. To your surprise, you proposed that, and they just agreed. Okay, I'm not opening an argument, but to your surprise, you proposed that, and then they just agreed.
No.
That is
Chairperson,
why,
Chairperson, on
okay,
the point of order.
Okay, can you not have a dialogue, Honorable
yes.
Bloom and Honorable Chan?
No, I wanted to raise that point of order. There's a you say it's not proper when you are raising a thing and then the honorable member is but I am saying it will be very bad. You see, this minute, it's a public document. And I can tell you, even if we withdraw this thing now, this thing will be in the public. And what the honorable member is saying there, it's true. People will say, oh, you see, and that is what I was also reading. I was not part of the meeting. That's why I raised this thing. People will say outside. And the explanation that Advocate Swartz is giving, it's exactly what I was thinking of. That no, let's hold it. Maybe there's already a decision. That is what she is saying. It's very dangerous to draft minutes or to say things on black and white, and this thing is going out. Even if we withdraw it now, I can tell you it will go out there. Thanks.
Honorable Chan.
No, Chair, thanks. I appreciate the discussion, but just for record purpose, I would like you to clarify as to whether you have reopened the corrections on the minutes. Because earlier on, the minutes were adopted, including this one.
Yeah.
Now, the discussion seems to be venturing in the direction of correcting the already adopted minutes. So, for record purpose, if you could clarify.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah, it is, I'm sleeping. It is, the matter is that you have closed these matters are arising, in fact. We're not correcting the minutes. It's supposed to be on matters arising. Now, members are picking up some of the interpretations from matters arising. I think they're trying to correct that. But you've not opened up correction of the minutes. I think it's an issue that we need to clarify once and for all. Why not start opening matters, correction of the minutes? You have adopted the minutes already, but I think it's probably that we discuss the minutes. If you don't agree on the issue, let's correct the minutes. Honorable Swartz, your hand was up. You covered.
I'm covered, Chair, but I think maybe are you suggesting if we can still amend that sentence or delete it?
Yeah, there's a proposal and second and that we delete the sentence number 6 and 7. Honourable Bloom?
No, Chairperson. I think Comrade Chan is 100% correct. We have already adopted the minutes as is. And you can't now come if matters are rising. You can't change now the minutes as it is now.
Yeah, indeed, we can't. We have adopted them as they are, but these are matters arising. We are at liberty to discuss decisions taken. And I think the point that is coming out is that it was a sentiment indeed that we don't necessarily have to finalize this matter before local government elections. I think we're honest enough as political parties here that it's got political ramifications. Well, people are free to interpret it. I think I even remarked flippantly that people might say when you take a decision one way or the other, those who feel aggrieved. Oh, now that elections are over, you got me our votes. You are deciding against us. But that's something that is unavoidable in any event, because there's this research that still needs to be done. And of course, I think regarding number 7, that this matter be finalized before 2014, it could have been said again in the course of discussions. Not necessarily that we actually decided that definitely we're giving ourselves only until 2014. This is a matter that has been before us for too long. And therefore, we should, before the end of this year, have finalized it. Because we need to be thorough. We also said something that doesn't seem to appear here, which should have been recorded, that political parties are requested to go and deliberate over this matter and come up with positions that will assist the committee to take a final decision on this question. Well, I think, therefore, Chair, we should interpret that before 2010 as not necessarily saying that just before the end of 2010, but as you said yourself, any time, once all the information that you require is available, we should be able to take a decision. Ideally, when submissions have been given to us after the advertisement in May, by the next May, we should have taken decisions on the matter. So all decisions, all submissions that have been before us in the course of this parliamentary term, this financial year, they ought to be finalized before the start of the new financial year.
Okay, any other matter arising from the minute?
Are we leaving the wording, because we've accepted the minutes, therefore we have to leave the minutes as it is. But surely in our minutes of today's meeting we can clarify what we meant, because that's very important.
I
think it creates the wrong impression there.
Yeah.
I think that the sentiment was expressed about the issue of the local government elections, but we need to clarify that by saying it is unlikely that we will be in a position to take a decision by the local government elections due to the amount of research and work that needs to be done. That is what factually is the situation. And that clarifies paragraph 6 to a certain degree. I'm sorry, my apologies. So we can reflect that in the minutes of this meeting.
I propose that we do the same with regard to 7. Thanks.
Honourable members, in absence of any other issue arising from the minutes, can you go to the report? Can you start with the draft report of the submissions, 2010 submissions? If I can again remind members that we've gone through the report, I think on two occasions, but there was no quorum. We each time deferred the report for the adoption when there's full quorum. In any case, I'll put the report before you on page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. page 6.
Very last sentence. Committee decided that the matter, that the submitter should be advised to refer the matter to the relevant authority. Do we know what the relevant authority is?
That's the Cape Town municipality.
I think it would be better if it were stated as
such.
Because as I understand it, you are going to write individually to all of these people. Yes, yes, giving them the report that you have prepared, I think, so that they know of what we did about their submission. So when you write to them, they should be able to know which structure exactly is it that they must refer the matter to.
Okay, page 6. Now we page 7, the last page. Okay, anybody with adoption with that correction on the page 6? Honorable Scott?
Move for adoption.
Any seconder? Thank you. Seconded by Honorable Pierre and Hadjit. Right, let's move then to the second report of the report of the draft report of the Constitutional Review Committee on Study Tour to Venice and Strasbourg. Again, we've discussed this report and made a lot of changes, took a couple of the things, put them back. Some of them, we ultimately said there must be, some must be submitted as an addendum or as an attachment to the report. So can members go through the report again?
I would imagine that there were members who had certain suggestions that they felt needed to attended to. It might help if those honorable members were to indicate their satisfaction or otherwise on the inclusion of their point of view when the report was discussed last time. Unfortunately, I was not there. The researcher, if it was him who combined it with the secretary, if you could highlight those parts of the report that were changed or included, deleted.
Chairperson, I can't remember them off the top of my head right now, but I'm sure with the secretary as well. Highlight a few of the issues as I remember them. But I think in the main, the first related to the structure of the document itself. The information that was put in with regards to the actual events that had happened at the commission. The committee felt that we needed to reflect on our involvement instead of like putting in everything that was like on the commission's agenda on the 2 days in question. If I can also remember, Honorable Ngube raised an issue about the terms of reference. She felt that we should be able to put it in that it was not only about going there, but to capture the best practices as well. And I also remember Honorable Swartz also raised an issue about the fact that it should be mentioned in the report that the visit was of benefit to the committee in the sense that we were able to obtain best practices. And I think also Honorable Member Gao, I think it was, he said something about the fact that in our recommendation we should also make it clear that the verbal invitation that was given to the committee to join should be convey to the relevant department, which is international relations and cooperation, as well as justice and constitutional development.
Chair, you'll recall there was quite a lot of debate about the recommendation, and I think that captures paragraph 5 on page 4, captures what we agreed upon to state our recommendation in very neutral terms. I think there was a concern from some members whether we should be supporting the joining of the Venice Commission or not, and I think that paragraph 5 does capture what we agreed on, that it was a neutral a recommendation, that the verbal invitation is purely passed on to the authorities that will deal with that. Chair, but I do notice that there isn't an inclusion. We met with the Commission of the Court of Human Rights as well. Do you recall that on our trip? And we still had a tour of the Human Rights Court. That's not captured in the report either. I think we need to just make sure that we've... I might miss something else, but I remember us having a specific meeting with the Registrar of the Court of Human Rights for Europe, and we then visited the court with that. We just need a paragraph included to that effect as well, Chair.
Yeah, I'd agree with the point. But if I were to refer to the recommendation on page 4, number 5, I'm not sure where this idea of us being a full member comes from. This is a Council of Europe structure, and we're not part of Europe. And I know that there are countries outside of Europe that are associated with the Venice Commission. And in my understanding, they are associate or observer, have an observer status. But they can't be full members, in my understanding. And also, page 2, bullet point 3, under terms of reference. I don't see how we could, when we set out to go to Venice and Strasbourg, that would have anticipated the possibility of us becoming a full member of that commission. As I say, that is the Venice Commission, which is a structure of the Council of Europe. And I'm not sure, even with the information that we had at our disposal, we could have thought to be part of that commission. When we undergo these study tours, it is in order to study, to learn from their experiences, in order to enrich our own way of doing our work as Parliament. It is never really about us seeking to join structures of this nature. So I don't think it would be correct to have that bullet point number 3. Unless I'm missing something.
Chair, I don't differ from you on that point. I do, however, I don't know if you were at the meeting when we had the lengthy discussion and the debate around what the findings should be or the recommendations. There was some very lengthy recommendations that we should actually join the commission, and that the benefit, and that there was a lot of benefits to be. So that was objected to by a number of members. I think Mr. Ambrosini might have been in and out, and he's the one that seemed to be pushing the joining. The pity is not here today. So at the end of the day, we came to a conclusion that we would purely pass on the invitation should it be received, and that would be the best. And that was why the recommendation was framed in very neutral terms, because it appears that we enjoy at the moment a status on that commission, and that is reflected on page 3, paragraph 3 findings, where South Africa still enjoys a special status of the commission. So it seems that we are members in some status, and maybe that just needs to be clarified, and that is why I agree with you about the setting out and the mandate of going there. I agree that could not be to become a member, but it does appear that we have some status at the moment with, and we're not applying anew to become a member. So that would be why it would be interesting that verbal invitation to be passed on and dealt with by whoever to determine what is the status of us at the moment, should it remain that, should we not be part of it, and that could then be, because otherwise if we don't say something, then people say, but what was the whole, why did we go there besides a study tour? We have got a status as a country there. How do we establish what that is? Should it remain that? Should it not be that? So I'm quite neutral about it either way, but we need to reflect something along those lines. Thank you, Chair.
No, thanks, Chairperson. Chairperson, I would propose that the Secretariat utilize also the tapes. That's one. Two, as they are writing, to capture whatever, because this debate will raise it even last minute, last time. The same sentiments as the colleague is saying. So let's try and pick up all these issues, and then how you put them here, they must reflect the spirit of the meeting, and so that we're not keep on correcting, because these things, we corrected them, we debated them last meeting. So they're not reflected as we want them to be reflected. Thank you. So we utilize the minute, the handwriting as they're writing now, and also the tapes, and as they consolidate minutes or whatever reports. Thank you.
I just need assistance here. Can anyone say indeed, when we set out to visit Venice, we look at the possibility of South Africa being a member of that commission?
No. Can I refer back to the minutes of the 11th of October?
Sure.
That we said whether there was an African countries who were members of the Venice Commission. That was one of the issues that you are going to put forward, or that are going to discuss when you go to the Venice Commission. And therefore, you refer to the minutes of the 11th of October. I think that's a minute. That's a meeting just before the workshop. We went to Venice. And another issue, what we discussed at the workshop, the issue came up at the workshop that why South Africa was not a full member. So we even went to the extent of not investigating with the. DECO. I personally talked to the DG when in Venice. I talked to the ambassador both in Strasbourg as well as in Venice. They both didn't know what was why South Africa was not a member. It's just that they said, no, this question was going to come up. What are we going to say if you are asked this question? And exactly asked the question. I think that's where I probably perhaps capturing, okay, that we went to investigate. But when we went to Venice, said this question might come up to say, why are we not a full member? As such, all the investigation I did before we went to Venice.
I think therefore this bullet point should be recorded according to what is contained in the meeting. And somewhere in the body of the report, there should be a reflection on that as well, as whether there is any other African country that is a member of the commission.
Okay, honourable members, as the way forward on this issue, can we agree then that, as Inkosi put it, that the point will be rectified as per the minutes of the 11th of October, and reflected in the body of the report, but however not downplaying the point raised by Honorable Swartz of the lessons we learned or whatever we gained from the trip, and that will incorporate into the report. Honorable Chan.
Okay. I hear what you're saying, but I would like to refer members to the minutes of the 18th of February. Page 3. Because it captures issues the discussion on this report and what you suggested should be included in that report, and which you have already adopted again earlier this morning. So even what the co-chair says is captured there under page 3 of those minutes. Item number 3, that says bullet 3 on page 1 should be rephrased to read as to investigate the possibility of South Africa being a full member of the Venice Commission. That's one part. And if you read all those things there, and then you go to page 3 of the report itself under findings, I'm sorry, I just received the report now, but letting quickly on that, you find all these things expressed here almost reflecting again on the report itself. But my second plea again would be that in future, Chair, can the secretary or the researcher, whoever drafted the report, try to track whatever changes are made to the draft report so that when we discuss, those are highlighted, we just go to those so that we save time. But if you read the minutes of the 18th together in this report and the fact that we have already also endorsed those minutes, will make progress. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Chani.
That's a good point.
Our failure to look at our minutes in the next meeting does create problems, because now the minutes of the 18th contradict the minutes of the previous meeting, because now this one is changing just because we have been now to Europe and we saw the possibility of South Africa becoming a member. Now we act as if we knew from the beginning that we might possibly be a member of that. But if I may just comment, I'm sorry that I was not here. Maybe I'm delaying the meeting unnecessarily. My understanding is that the relationship that South Africa has with the Venice Commission is at the level of the judiciary. That it has been the judiciary that has been interacting with the Venice Commission, either them being invited to some of their activities there or representatives of the Commission coming down here to meet the judges, particularly the judges of the Constitutional Court. And it is not members of Parliament that have any relation with the Venice Commission. It cannot be by the nature of that commission. It has to be lawyers, other academics, or retired practitioners, or judges, maybe even retired judges of the relevant court. So I think we should be aware of that fact, even as we talk about the possibility of us being invited, because it was not even a question of us being invited. We were seeking to find out as to how can we be associated with this body that we felt has so much value to add to our constitution making processes in South Africa. And we even went to the extent of talking about, because that is a regional body, and we talk about it being a good thing for the SADC region, for instance, to have that kind of structure, so that the laws that we make in our national state in the SADC region would have to be tested against a declaration on human rights and things like that that has been adopted at the regional level. I'm just highlighting the fact that let us not think that we would, as parliamentarians or even as this committee, if such an invitation were to be extended, it would come to us, because we don't qualify as politicians to be in that board, because that's an independent body of legal experts.
Chair, I'm very disappointed to hear the co-chair, because I was going to nominate you to co-chair to be a member of the commission. No, Chair, I agree with you, and I think that was my understanding as well the whole time. That's why we reflect in the report about South Africa. We don't refer to Parliament, it's South Africa, it's for the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development, then should there be an invitation to then liaise with the judiciary? That would cover the judiciary, and I do appreciate there is that relationship already. So I think that is covered, but I fully agree with you on that sentiment. It's not, regrettably, it's not for any of us MPs to be a member. Thank you, Chair.
Another issue on the report?
Okay, may I suggest we also refer to the Honourable Pinky's shopping on the trip as well in the report.
Honourable members, in the absence of any other input on the report, can we adopt the report with that correction that have to be made? Can you adopt the report with that correction that have to be made?
That Chairperson, I'm a little bit skeptical to adopt, because some of these things that we're discussing, we discussed them last time, and then we're supposed to have the clean report. Now, if you say you adopt it with these things without seeing how is the final report, I'm skeptical. I'm not adopting.
Chairperson members, is that let us try and make time to read these documents when they are emailed to us, so that we can suggest corrections even beforehand to the secretary, so that by the time we come here, at least she has had the benefit of our views. When we come here, we are not starting afresh, because the reason we are given these documents on time is for us to look at them and satisfy ourselves if they reflect what has been happening in the meeting. In that way, therefore, I'm also of the view that we are again not in a position to adopt until we see how the amendments that are coming out have been captured.
Honorable Hoj.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm thinking of the management team of this committee, that how about if they can also go through the report before the report comes to the committee. Thanks.
Agreed.
Second.
Agreed. The management will do that. We've been doing that actually for some of the past reports. Yeah, yeah, just that. Honourable members, this then brings us to the end of this today's business. But before we close, can I just make an appeal to members that if we are in this position now, we cannot talk minutes, because most of the time there's no quorum. And as far as Parliament is concerned, Friday is a normal working day. Now, we do consider, or rather we are considerate to members, that it's Friday, they need to be home, they need to between time their flights. That's why we are starting a bit earlier, so that the members can at least be in time for that flight. But you will appreciate it as well that members don't absent themselves, because if we continue absenting ourselves, this is going to happen more and more again. Because each time we're supposed to sit, we don't form a quorum. The issue of the situation was ready. It was, I was proposing that for that issue on the agenda today, because if we just come and adopt minutes and reports, and then it's a wasted time, really. You could have gone home yesterday, but just sit here just for an hour to adopt minutes and reports, of which, in my view, is not productive at all. So we really appreciate that. If the secretary SMS you to please confirm, that we can determine whether the meeting goes on or not, because otherwise we come here, we're only being served, and we wasted time for other members who could have done something important that Friday. So it's an appeal to you that you can we please, when they say confirm the meeting, please confirm, and let's attend our meetings as scheduled. Another thing is that on the 20th, we don't think it should be possible to sit there for us to sit on the 20th, because elections on the 18th. So by the 20th, we'll be out, you know, in the field working. Because the next meeting was supposed to be on the 20th of May. So I think we have to reschedule that meeting. and reschedule or change the agenda so that we try to accommodate all the work that we've been not been doing or we skipped due to this change of parliamentary program. Honorable Nube.
I'm agreeing with you, but maybe you go through and see who are the serial offenders in terms of absent without apologies or serial apologies. Then you direct the content of what you are saying now to them, being you have been serial apologizing mm-hmm. 7 or 10 meetings, so that we become direct. Thank you.
Okay, Honourable Members, in that spirit of camaraderie, can we attend the meeting and we meet again? I think be informed when the next meeting. Okay, have a nice weekend.
When are we about the bank?